Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there isn't a football game, and it's football season right now, so maybe not so much on Saturday. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd or different, and I call those oddball things a story, a joke, or some strange music. I call them Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And we're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, the college and community station at Emory and Henry College. You can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. And now it's time to move into the show. My wife and I have been watching the Ken Burns special on TV about country music. It's fascinating. It turns out that when I was growing up, from fifth grade on, or sixth grade through high school, I was out of the country for most of those years. I was back in for eighth grade and half of ninth, but barely was exposed to country music. I did have a radio in my basement room in eighth grade and used to pick up Wheeling, West Virginia, and did remember hearing Hank Williams and a few of the others, but I wasn't exposed. And then in college, I didn't get a whole lot of country music. I was kind of occupied studying and other things. And finally, I ended up in Germany in the Army. Again, not a lot of country music. And then Columbus, Indiana, a little bit. And finally ended up in New York. And there I got in the Pinewoods Folk Music Club and began to hear a lot of country music. And there was a country music station in New York City at that point, and I listened to that. So my background in country music is spotty. I didn't realize that until I saw this special. It's a fascinating special. If you get a chance, watch it. I'll talk about it more later. A lot of the songs I'll be playing the next few weeks are influenced by that. And this first one certainly is, in a way. This is Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Doc Watson is from not too far from here in North Carolina. And I saw him perform once in Marion at the theater there. So I feel I'm close to him in many ways. I love his voice. I love the songs. And this is the kind of style that the country, the Western special on TV starts off with. This is the old school. This is the early country roots out of which what we call country music grew. And this is a good example of it. I just love this song. I could tell you stories about it, but I won't. Mainly, I want to play it for you. So here we go with Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night. He cared not for the king's degree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. He cared for the things of veil, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
That was Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Ken Burns' series on country music starts off with what's called the Big Bang, the recording sessions in Bristol, and a little bit before that. And one of the key artists there is a man named Jimmy Rogers. There was another Jimmy Rogers later on, but this one was born 1897, died in 1933, and was a tremendously powerful influence on country music. And his songs, many of the top country artists of the last 50 years paid tribute to him. I didn't know him at all, never heard of him until I was an adult. But that's because he died in 1933, long before I was born. However, his songs turn up all over the place. And here's one. This is Mule Skinner Blues, and it's going to be sung by Dolly Parton. And Dolly Parton is also featured in the country music thing. The country music series is interesting. It's an ecology of forms and styles competing, and they're not exactly at war. It's more like a symbiosis seeking some new ground all the time. It's a fascinating interaction of musical styles. And here comes Dolly Parton singing a Jimmy Rogers song that he wrote and made famous, Mule Skinner Blues. And Dolly has an incredible voice and such energy. And I think, I don't know which is stronger in this song, the energy or the voice, but there's no question that you're listening to a major star, and she is at her peak.
Join with me now.
Good luck.
Skinner Blues by Dolly Parton. Well, I bought the complete set of the Bristol Sessions, the recordings of Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family, and I've listened to them. They don't appeal to me that much. I recognize the roots of many of the songs I've learned in the music, but it's just not really my style. Times have changed for me, but I hear their songs all the time, and occasionally I'll hear one right by them that I like a lot. This is one of their ones they made famous. It's called Single Girl, and it was sung by Sarah Carter, and she at that point was married, and the people on the show mused that perhaps she, this song was from the heart because she wasn't so happy being married. A.P. Carter was off traveling all over collecting songs, and she was left at home raising kids, and there were a lot of them. So anyway, this particular version of it is by Mary Travis from Peter, Paul, and Mary. And it's a beautiful song, but it tells you, it just watches, to me, it's how country music travels. It starts somewhere and then it evolves. And I enjoy this very much. This is Peter, Paul, and Mary, with Mary singing solo, singing Single Girl from the Carter Family Collection.
Join with me now in bringing to the stage a young lady whose name always appears last whenever you see or you hear the three names together, but who is generally first in the minds of every man. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mary Travis.
When I was a single girl, dressed in clothes of fine, now I am a married girl, go ragged all the time. Wish I was a single girl again. Wish I was a single girl again. When I was a single girl, I'd choose of the very best kind. Wish I was a single girl again. Wish I was a single girl again. When I was a single girl, used to go to the store and buy. Now I am a married girl, just rock that cradle and cry. Wish I was a single girl again. Wish I was a single girl again. When a fella comes a-courting you and sits you on his knee, keep your eye upon the sparrow who flits from tree to tree. And you'll never wish you were a single girl like me. You'll never wish you were a single girl like me. Wish I was a single girl again.
Single Girl by Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Next up is a song that's fairly new to me. It's Betty's Diner by Carrie Newcomer. And I just ran into it again recently, and I like it a lot. I might do a show sometime and put in a bunch of diner songs there. I know quite a few now, and they're all sweet and nice. You can just sort of feel the community that's going on there. This one, Betty's Diner by Carrie Newcomer. I'm going to read you the first few verses so you get a sort of feel of what's going on. Miranda works the late night counter in a joint called Betty's Diner. Chrome and checkered tablecloths, one steamy windowpane. She got the job that shaky fall, and after hours she'll write till dawn. With a nod and a smile, she serves them all. Here we are all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race. Despair and hope sit face to face when you come in from the cold. Let her fill your cup with something kind, eggs and toast like bread and wine. She's heard it all, so she don't mind. Arthur lets his Earl Grey steep. Since April, it's been hard to sleep. You know they tried most everything, yet it took her in the end. So you get the idea. These are people with normal lives, problem lives, people dying, hopes, fears. And Betty, Betty's Diner, where Miranda works, is where they come. And this is their story. So we're now going to hear Carrie Newcomer singing Betty's Diner.
The late night counter in a little joint called Betty's Diner. Chrome and checkered tablecloths and one steamy window pane. She got the job that shaky fall, and after hours she will ride till dawn. With a nod and smile she serves them all. Here we are all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race, despair and hope sit face to face. When you're coming from the cold, let it fill your cup with something kind. Eggs and toast like bread and wine. She's heard it all, so she don't mind. Arthur lets his Earl Grey steep since April. It's been hard to sleep. You know they've tried most everything, yet it took her in the end. Kevin tests new saxophones, but he swears he's leaving quality control for the Chicago scene or New Orleans, where they still play righteous horns. Here we are all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race, despair and hope sit face to face. When you're coming from the cold, let fill your cup with something kind. Eggs and toast like bread and wine. She's heard it all, so she don't mind. Jack studies here after work to get past high school. He's the first. His big hands look comfortable with a hammer or a pen. And Emma leaned and kissed his cheek, and when she did, his knees got weak. Miranda smiles at him and winks. Here we are all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race, despair and hope sit face to face. When you're coming from the cold, let it fill your cup with something kind. Eggs and toast like bread and wine. She's heard it all, so she don't mind. You never know who'll be your witness. You never know who grants forgiveness. Look to heaven or sit with us. Deidre bites her lip and frowns. She works to stop and go downtown. She's pretty good at the crossword page, and she paints her eyes blue-black. Tristan comes along sometimes, small for his age, and he's barely five, but she loves him like a mama lion. Veda used to drink a lot, almost lost it all before she stopped. Comes in at night with her friend Mike, who runs the crisis line. Michael toured Saigon and back, hair the color of smoke and ash. Their heads are bowed, their hands are clasped. And one more storm has passed. Here we are all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race, despair and hope sit face to face. When you're coming from the cold, let it fill your cup with something kind. And toast like bread and wine. She's heard it all, but she don't mind. Mm-hmm.
Betty's Diner by Carrie Newcomer. Next up is the closest thing to a wombat on this show. It's a Indian piece from India. It has voices and instruments. Of course, the voices are singing in a foreign language, possibly Hindi, and we can't understand them, so it's almost like an instrumental. The album cover says the name of the album is Universal Mother. All the instruments used in this recording and the voices could have existed thousands of years ago. So it's quite possible that the soul of this music, what's reaching in and touching us, touched people long ago. And that fascinates me. This is called Om Shreem Harim by India Jiva. I invite you to join me in an experience of India.
Om Shreem Harim Klim Lam Gam Ganapati Varavarada Saravajanam Eva Shava Yeswa. Om Shreem Harim Klim Lam Gam Ganapati Varavarada Saravajanam Eva Shava Yeswa. Om Shreem Thank you.
ग्रन्थाय विद्महे प्रकृतुण्डाय धीमहि तनो दन्ति प्रचोदया.
Jiva. Next up is a song called I Can Help by Billy Swan. And last week I played a song by, There You Go by Alan Jackson. Very similar story. The idea is that someone is offering to help, saying, when you're really down, let me give you a hand. And quite often we're suspicious when somebody offers to help us. They may be wanting to exploit us. We're vulnerable and now they're going to take advantage. But in both these songs, the singer conveys a sense of sincerity. You could, in today's Me Too era, we can be paranoid even about that. But still, I believe them. And later on, we'll talk more about sincerity and voices. But this is I Can Help by Billy Swan.
I show you this, I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, babe, should never have the blues. Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. Don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything. Child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep, telling me everything I wanna hear. Oh, don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help. A child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. Thank you.
I Can Help by Billy Swan. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, which I call a wombat. And the Indian song earlier was kind of wombatish, and so is the next one. There's a genre of tunes called novelty songs, and this is one of those. I told you that I'm listening. My wife and I are watching the Ken Burns special on country music, and one of the early artists, Grand Ole Opry is a big part of that show, and that one of the artists that comes up early on is Little Jimmy Dickens. He's 4 foot 10. He's a character, and I just noticed this song, which I've played off and on. I love it a lot. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. Fly up your nose. That's by Little Jimmy Dickens. So here's a here's a song by one of the people who's featured in one of the episodes of Ken Burns Country Music. This is Little Jimmy Dickens singing, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." And if you ever do anything where you don't think you gave adequately to help somebody, this song is for you.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be black with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be flag with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us." And as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be plagued with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose by Little Jimmy Dickens. Next up is Hold Back the River by James Bay. It's interesting sometimes to watch the pacing of songs. Some songs, like Mule Skinner earlier on the show by Dolly Parton, just rip right in, going full blast right from the start. And other songs build very slowly, and you sort of feel the energy coming on. And this is one of those, Hold Back the River. It starts off really quiet, then you hear a little sort of drum beat coming in, rim shots, and eventually some power comes in. Hold Back the River by James Bay.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square not being there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. Now we caught against the tide. Those distant days all flashing by. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and be by your side. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander, let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
Back the River by James Bay. A few years ago, my friend Bob Hill in Abingdon introduced me to a singer called Paul Thorne, and kind of a different guy he is, and this is one of his songs, and it's called Joni the Jehovah's Witness Stripper, and though it may sound a little risque, it's actually kind of a moral song, an ethical song. Anyway, I get a big kick out of it, and Paul Thorne just has a style that, I don't know, it's something I can't describe, but it's very live and very direct. Joni, the Jehovah's Witness Stripper.
I had a request to sing this song right here. It's a song I sang the other night. It's about the girl that lived in the neighborhood I grew up in. Her family was all Jehovah's Witness. And before I go any further with the story, I do not have nothing against the Jehovah's Witness. God bless them all. They're wonderful people. Sometimes they're the only people that will talk to you. If you can't get the Jehovah's Witness to talk to you, you might want to shine up your social skills. Anyway, my good friend, when she left home at the age of 18, she got a job working in a convenience store, and she learned how hard it was to pay your bill on a minimum wage paycheck. So she came to my house one evening in tears. She said, Paul, I can't pay my rent. I'm afraid I'm going to have to move back in with Mom and Daddy. What can I do to make some extra money? So she and I sat down together, and we brainstormed, and we decided the best way for her to earn some extra money would be to become a topless dancer on the weekends. And she did. And this song I'm about to sing, it tells her triumphant story. It tells her triumphant story of how she rose from rags to riches as Joni, the Jehovah Witness stripper. And usually when I sing this song, I play my kazoo. But I accidentally left my kazoo back up in the room. So I'm going to have to imitate a kazoo as I sing this song. She drives a new car, wears expensive blouses. She tells her mama she's cleaning houses. She goes out witnessing, doing the Lord's work all week. But on the weekend, she's making ends meet. Johnny, a Jehovah Witness stripper, put $1 in her G-string, and she'll deliver. If her daddy only knew, he'd probably kill her. Johnny, the Jehovah Witness stripper.
Stripper by Paul Thorne. I suppose that's a little bit of a wombat. Well, we're going to change moods now. This is Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin, and it's a story of estrangement between a father and son, but I think it's also the story of parents and children and the feeling that parents sometimes have that they didn't do a good enough job of being a father or a mother. And this one sort of hones in on specifically the father who's gone too much at work and just doesn't give his child enough attention. And there's a moral to the story. Karma comes to work on this one. And this is a little bit of my life. I identify with this song, and one of my sons actually recommended that I listen to it. So it's a little more true for me than I like. But it also makes me appreciate some other things in life that what I do have, in spite of what I didn't keep.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. The next song is by The King, Elvis Presley. I grew up with strongly influenced by Elvis Presley, and I didn't realize all the different talents he had, and one of them was his sincerity. You just feel his voice is he means what he says. And here's a lot of times we think of him as a rock artist and a kind of a flamboyant person. But here's a song that's from a different part of his repertoire. This is called In the Ghetto, and it speaks to me. I guess that's the best way to put it. So this is In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. I take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley. Well, the last song of this show is Swinging by John Anderson. And it's one of those songs that just sets a scene. It's not so much a story as it's a moment and just a lot of fun. I think of it as a Southern song, and I just love the whole mood of it. And I've kind of been there a little bit a few times. So here we go with Swinging by John Anderson.
Chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Shawna feeling up down to my toes, and we was swinging,
swinging.
Yes, we was swinging,
swinging.
Little Shawna, she's a be swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging,
swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on a swing with her, it makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging,
swinging.
Just a swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's that pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging by John Anderson. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And you can also pick us up on the web at wehcfm.com. And so you can hear us anywhere in the world. And you can hear my show, Wombats and Music, in Japan. I love the web. Anyway, I've played a lot of strange songs tonight. The Indian one, May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose, Joni the Stripper. And it is my pleasure to bring this variety. And each of these songs hits me strongly. So I don't hesitate to really push them out at you. I was thinking about the fact that I like to introduce each song, but I rarely comment on it afterwards. And it's not a conscious plan, but part of it is that I want to leave you with the experience you had. I don't mind kind of pushing it a little bit beforehand, shaping it this way or that, or suggesting things to notice. But after it's over, I think it should be unique. Ideally, I suppose, with a show like this, after each song, there should be a pause while the listener gets to reflect on the experience they had, what they remember from the song, what struck them, what they liked, and so forth. But that wouldn't work on a radio show, so I can't do that. It's time now to ask you to join me, what I do each week. Please join me to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.